now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. The weather is not looking too bad. And if you're like me, you know, you have a busy week, you probably have a busy weekend. But take this hour, grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and you're going to learn a few things, hopefully have some fun. Later in the show, we're going to talk to a panel about some football events coming up, maybe how you can learn a few of the moves the footballers learn to keep in shape. Also, Judy Guido is going to join us about the inner peace movement. I think we all strive to be happy. She's going to give us a few techniques how to achieve that. And we're also going to talk to one of our favorite chefs, Chef Teresa Carl Saunders, who's from Island Vittles. She's had a little trip lately, and she's going to tell us about that and maybe a few of the recipes she learned along the way. How are you, Teresa?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing, Patty?
I am great. How is it on the island today? The other island?
The other island. It's gray, but it's not raining, so that's better than it was yesterday, right?
And yeah, and you know, your website, Island Vittles, I see that, you know, you're kind of launching into that fall flair. You know, you wake up today and you see some fog in the morning, and you kind of think, oh, I want to put something on that's good and hearty and some root vegetables, that kind of thing.
Something comforting, yeah.
Absolutely. And you just had a trip to Copenhagen.
Copenhagen and Paris,
and
yeah.
Paris, oh my gosh. And, you know, some of the food there is a little bit heavier, too. You have a great a blog about your travels, and you talk about you were there when you were 12 with your mum and your grandma.
Yes.
And the sausage and the bread and how the street carts, and how this time you went, and it was a little harder to find that perfect hot dog, they call it, and the way they eat it's different. Tell us about how they eat a hot dog.
Well, when I was 12, and I did see lots of carts, still that had this, it wasn't a hot dog. It was called pulsa and bread, or sausage and bread.
Mm-hmm.
And you got your big, long, desperately pink sausage. It was a scary pink. I can remember that, even though I was 12.
You knew it wasn't right.
It wasn't. You know that European wiener?
Yeah, pink, yeah, yeah.
But it was even pinker than that
Wow.
back then. It was the 80s, so we were still using all sorts of wonderful, colorful food dyes. And then a tiny piece of bread, in comparison, sat next to it. And then the vendor of the cart would give you one squirt of mustard and one squirt of ketchup. And you literally sat there and you dipped the sausage and into your favorite sauce and took a bite. And then you took a bite of the bread. There was none of this sausage in the bread.
Wow.
That was not something. And I don't know when the hot dog came around in North America. I would assume it's a post-World War II kind of thing, maybe.
Right.
But what I noticed this time going back was that although there are still sausage and bread carts where you can get them separately, the hot dog seems to have taken over the majority. And I got what I would describe as probably one of the most awesome hot dogs I've ever eaten.
Really?
Actually, at the base of a 17th century tower that was used for astronomy.
Isn't it amazing when you go to Europe? Our daughter is there right now with the UVic business program. She's in Austria. And even this weekend, she's going to Croatia. You know, like you can go anywhere in a short amount of time. And I know you did that when you were there. It's so amazing, the history. And you can be having this great food and looking at these unbelievable things. So why wouldn't you want to eat at a cart and be outside?
Well, yeah. And I've been into street food for a long, long time. And I've eaten a lot of street food.
You're scrappy.
Sort of all over the world. And people often look at me and I get all sorts of questions about food poisoning and things like that. I've rarely had a problem. I have a pretty strong stomach, I will say that. But generally, those kind of illnesses are changes in bacteria more than necessarily a bad bacteria. So the bacteria we have here is different than the bacteria we have in Copenhagen. Mm-hmm. I had a grumbly tummy for the first 2 days I was in Copenhagen until I adjusted, my body adjusted.
Right.
But it's not, you know, I don't need to boil the water because of it. It's just a change in bacteria and your body's adjusting. And I've never had a problem with street food all over the world, really. And I've eaten some pretty, I've eaten rat satay in Bangkok.
Oh,
and I've eaten some scary things. And, you know, I'll be honest, that rat was probably one of the tastiest things that I've ever had that came off the grill.
Wow.
And a lot of people wouldn't be able to do
that.
A
lot of people are going, okay.
She's really a cook, is she? Great.
Or a kook.
But it came with peanut sauce, so you know what else can get.
Well, you know, I could get anything down with a bit of peanut sauce, but if they told me that, I don't think I could do it. Now, you went to Sweden as well, and, you know, I think we've all been to IKEA, and you see these meatballs, and they've got the cranberry and the potatoes and that gravy, and it's like $2.99 or something.
Yeah.
What is... why is the meatball so popular? What do they do with it? I think it's called Malmö.
Malmö is the town where I went. So the longest bridge in Europe is between Copenhagen and Malmo, and I took a day trip and went over to Malmo and literally walked probably about 10, maybe even 12 kilometers looking for famous Swedish meatballs. I couldn't find them anywhere. I could find really bad pizza. I could find really bad pasta. I could find Starbucks. I could find everything. And I couldn't find it. And I was about to give up and go into a Subway of all places because I was just starving. And I found them in a Mexican restaurant.
Wow. The world is a changing place.
Now, Swedish-Mexican restaurants, let me tell you, I wouldn't go in there for Mexican. But the meatballs that I had that I eventually tracked down were amazing. And I think that it's because there's probably an old Swedish lady back in the kitchen.
And is it ground beef they use or a
it's
combination?
It's ground beef. It's probably a mixture of pork and beef and maybe even veal.
And what's their gravy that they use? It's not a typical one that you see.
It's not as dark a gravy as you would see here.
Yeah.
And it'll be a gravy made from the drippings of those meatballs. So the reason it's probably a little bit lighter is because they're using pork.
Right.
And pork gravy is always a little bit lighter in color.
And the cranberries they use a lot. Are cranberries...
Or lingonberries is what they use.
Okay.
But lingonberries don't grow here. So the closest thing we sort of have to them outside of IKEA, you can always buy lingonberry juice in IKEA, is a cranberry.
And what do they have with that? Do they have vegetables usually or just potatoes?
It's changing now. My family is Danish, and Swedes and Norwegians have similar culinary histories, and it was always, you know, three different types of potato and a meat and sometimes an overcooked piece of cabbage or something in the broccoli family. I noticed a lot of salads this time, a lot more healthy eating. Internationally, food has sort of, it's leveling out a little bit. There's fewer differences, I would say, across Western Europe and with North America now. So a lot of the plates that you see look the same as you would see them here. But I would say there's in a traditional restaurant where you're eating either Danish or Swedish cuisine, it's always low on vegetables.
Now, you had a family reunion, and I know we were on a tour years ago in Denmark, and they have a lot of open-faced sandwiches, you know, shrimp and this kind of thing. What did your family reunion, what kind of food were they serving at that?
We had one group dinner, and it was a traditional Danish dinner, so a big pork roast with lots of crackling. And then the vegetables that they served were two different types of potatoes, mashed potatoes or what they call a brown potato, which is basically a little bit of sugar and butter, and then the potatoes are rolled in that until they're dark, dark brown.
Oh, yummy, yummy.
And they're
yummy.
Slightly sweet, and they're really, really good.
We have a Danish aunt and uncle, and we always had the Christmas, you know, where the night before, Christmas Eve, you have the herring, all that smorgasbord.
Yes.
And then I think it's Christmas dinner, you have the pudding with the almond in it, and whoever finds it gets a toy or something.
That's right, yes. My grandmother used to always make the pudding, actually. And we had what we used to have for another Danish dessert that we used to have at Christmas was called apple cake. I never tried to pronounce anything in Danish because it just doesn't work for me. So we'll call it an English apple cake. And we had that for dessert at the big family meal. And it was a good home-style meal with lots of comforting things, even though it was August. But our Danish relatives wanted to give us sort of an idea of what a traditional meal would be like. And then, of course, alongside of that was the aquavit or schnapps. And there was a lot of that all weekend long.
Well, that's a fun family you got there.
We have a really fun time. There were 35 Canadians and 36 Danes this time. And we all congregated in a youth hostel, basically, but one of the most beautiful, well-equipped youth hostels you've probably ever seen. It was
well,
really
you have
great.
Some great adventures. We come back from the break. We're going to talk about some other recipes on Island Vittles, your carbonara. That sounds great. Back in a minute with Teresa.
When it rains, it pours. Or will it? We get it right with an accurate, up-to-the-minute forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. CFAX 1070 is your home for Vancouver Canucks hockey.
Tonight, it's a preseason rematch as the Canucks travel to Edmonton to take on the Oilers. Canucks and the Oilers, play-by-play at 7. Join me, John Shorthouse, along with Dave Tomlinson for Canucks hockey, right here on CFAX 1070.
Stay with us for all the action all season.
Brought to you by Harbor Air Seaplanes and Romeo's Restaurant.
This is where the pros play. CFAX 1070.
It's not just spy versus spy anymore.
Tuesday.
The whole world's in on the action.
CTV is the only place to be with the epic Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's a handpicked team, and yes, they're that good.
New back-to-back comedies.
I raised a moron.
The Goldbergs and Trophy Wife.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
And the hit show, Person of Interest.
This is what you expected.
Four hot shows on one big new night.
We're in a position to do some good.
Starts Tuesday on CTV.
In Victoria, we love our active lifestyle. From live music and theater to exciting local sports to special events to fundraisers and still more. So when you want to know all your activity options, listen for what's happening. We're everywhere around town in the CFAX Community Cruiser, letting you know who, what, when, where, and why. The CFAX Community Cruiser, it's all about our city's true spirit.
Watch for our 2013 Kia Soul from Graham Kia and CFAX 1070. At Alpine Marine, they understand why you love being on the water. And that's why they do what they do. Provide unmatched marine power and service. And now's the time to take advantage of Alpine's end-of-season clearance sale, including huge discounts on Mercury outboards. And don't forget about their winterization packages. Protect your outboard for as little as $69 and your inboard outboards from $99. Alpine Marine, Victoria's only Mercury Premier Service and Sales Center on Mill Stream, parallel to Veterans Memorial near Gold Stream. Visit alpinemarine.com.
Hey, Jack Knox here. So, you're a next generation type of person, right? You want the news and information where, when, and how you want it. Me, I like a choice. I like to read the Times Colonist newspaper in my hand. Stories, features, columns, like mine. The thing is, if you subscribe to the print edition today, you get the next generation too. Online, on your smartphone, on your tablet, just how you want it. Read all about it at timescolonist.com.
We are back. On the phone is Chef Teresa Carl-Saunders from Island Vittles. In the studio is Hillary Lewis, who is with the Mount Doug Rams. We're going to be talking lots of football and fun fitness stuff later. How are you, Hillary?
I'm fine. Thanks, Patty.
She's going, oh, don't talk to me. Hillary is so much fun. I can't believe it. It's like, come on, girl. Well, give her a beer, she'd be fine. It's too early, though.
My reputation precedes
no,
me
I
now.
I kid. Teresa, we're talking about some winter food on your website, and carbonara with chanterelles and chorizo. Now, carbonara is something you don't have to add anything, right? Tell us what that is exactly.
A traditional carbonara is made with spaghetti, and it's the sauce is made from eggs and Parmesan cheese and maybe a little bit of water and lots of garlic, and there's always either pancetta or bacon in it.
Oh, that's my favorite.
I just added chanterelles to it because it's harvest season right now, and if you like food, then you should be visiting a farmer's stand or a Red Barn or a root cellar or something like that in Victoria at least once a week and picking up some fresh veg. It's the best time of year.
So if you're going to add that, say even a mushroom to that,
yep.
How do you get it so it's not too watery or...
I fried the mushrooms separately, and I fried them. What I did was I made a sort of a Spanish garlic mushroom, you know, that you'd get at a tapas restaurant with lots and lots of garlic and lots of mushrooms and lots of olive oil. And then I just tossed it with the rest of the pasta.
Hillary, don't you love carbonara?
I love it, and it just goes right to my hips, though.
It does.
Have you made it before?
No, but I've had it a number of times, and
me
it's
too.
Very good.
Like, I never think to make it. Is it hard to make, and kind of give us some basics of how you would make that if you wanted just to, without anything else in it, just the carbonara?
Sorry, say that again?
How would you make that if you didn't add anything else, just the carbonara, like with the...
Then you just boil up spaghetti,
yeah.
And while you were doing that, you could fry up the bacon or the pancetta.
Yep.
And then add a little bit of garlic to it. And then once the pasta is done, you drain it. And you've got, the other thing you've got on the side is maybe one or two eggs that you've whisked quite lightly, and then a bunch of Parmesan, so maybe a big cup of freshly grated Parmesan. And then you're going to stir it all together. And the most important thing about carbonara is it cools down really quickly because the egg yolks are room temperature when you put them into the pasta. So if you have the bowls warming in the oven... And they're nice
and who
and
doesn't?
Hot. And
not
then
kidding.
you literally scream at everybody that you've got 2 minutes to get to the table when you've got 2 minutes left to go and you're just tossing it all together. then you take it to the table and everybody eats really fast. It's one of those things. It's very easy to put together. It goes together very quickly, though. So some people panic in their first time. But it's really great weeknight meal because you can have it together with a salad and on the table in less than a half an
hour. So you mix those eggs with the pasta, everything?
Yes.
And there's no problem with any reaction with a raw egg?
No. I'm not particularly
or making
paranoid
it scrambled
about
eggs.
Yeah. They are cooked because they're cooked. They're tossed into
right.
hot pasta. And sometimes it gets a bit pasty, so you have to add a little bit of hot pasta water to it too. So which even ups the temperature of the dish a little bit more.
And then if you want to add the mushrooms, add the chorizo, and go to kind of a different dish.
Yeah, you kind of want to have that on the side, and you can just keep that warm in a little fry pan. You could have cooked that beforehand, and then just have it on low, and then you can just sprinkle it on top of everybody's dish once you've got it plated. That's what I did.
How does that sound, Hillary?
Sounds like it's easier for me to order that at a restaurant.
I was going to ask you to make me that tonight, but...
It sounds wonderful.
It does sound really wonderful. If people want to know more about you and get these recipes, Teresa, how do they do that?
Then I'd love to have them visit me at islandvittles.com.
And there's all kinds of great stories. There's travel, there's the recipes, and it's seasonal, all sorts of good stuff. So.
Yeah, I try and stick with seasonal, and I try and put a nice picture on there to make you want to make that food even more.
Well, I'm going to try this. And I'll let you know how it goes.
I would love to. Yes, please tell me, Patty.
Okay. Well, have a great fall. We'll talk to you, I'm sure, in a month or two.
That sounds great. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Now we're going to switch gears a bit. We're going to talk about the Inner Peace Movement. We're going to talk to the Canadian National Director, Judy Guido. And I think we're all striving to find happiness. We have busy lives, and sometimes that's an excuse. And we maybe do things that aren't great for us, and maybe all the answers are within. How are you, Judy?
I'm great, thank you.
Nice to talk to you. Now, looking at your literature, I know you're coming to Victoria in October. What is the Inner Peace Movement? Because people may think, what is this, some kind of cultish thing or whatever. It's really a nonprofit to do with just bettering yourself, isn't it?
Yes, it's just groups of people around the world committed to learning more about themselves. It's a practical program that provides tools and techniques to enable people to reconnect with their own inner truth.
And how did you come about to be now the national director? How many years ago, and how did you find this group?
Well, I became involved when I was in my teens in the 1970s. And at that time, I was searching for answers to life. But I was at that stage in my life that anytime anybody told me anything, I would rebel.
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah. So I went to a lecture, and the thing that really stood out for me is the presenter saying to all of us that we all have our own answers within. We just need to learn to listen to ourselves and to trust ourselves. And that really struck a chord with me. And it helped me to turn all that rebellious energy into energy directed towards what I wanted to accomplish in my life. And one of the things that I love doing is working with people. So it became a passion for me, really a way of life for me to help other people to unfold their potential and learn to live a more effective life.
You're saying the answers are within. Do you have to become quite quiet so you can realize that when you were in your rebellious stage?
Yes, that helps a lot. So it's kind of closing, shutting off that chatter within and learning to enjoy and relax. That was one of the things that I found out, is the more that I relaxed and began to enjoy my experiences, the clearer that I would hear the messages, or the easier it was to end up in the right place at the right time. Because as soon as I get up tense or uptight, then it's almost like cutting off that communication with myself.
Right. Now, Hillary Lewis is still in the studio with us. Hillary, you're a really positive person, really upbeat. Do you, are you always kind of calm inside? Do you feel like you're a happy person, that you found that kind of inner peace?
Well, for me, I find it's a lot to do with perspective. I've been a medical social worker for about 34 years, and I think it helps me to have a sense of gratitude and recognize, other people are dealing with things that, if they're able to deal with, I think, I should be able to get through the things that that life offers me. I do find times, though, like even yesterday, I got a little uptight just before the game because there was too many things happening at the same time. But the same thing, you stop yourself and say, hey, if this is all I'm dealing with, take it back in and settle yourself down.
And how would you say that, Judy, with someone who has, you know, like Hillary's as balanced, but has times when the stressors and things are just kind of maybe out of your control? How do you find that? Give us some tips right now, or a tool that we could use to sort of calm that.
One of the things is to not dwell on the past or worry about the future. And that's something that we do a lot.
Mm. Like at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So if we just realize that in the present moment, at this very moment, everything's okay, mm-hmm. then we start to put things into perspective. And another area is learning to balance our conscious thinking mind with our unconscious feeling mind. And a lot of us have been taught to analyze and dissect, which is great because we need to do that at some times. Mm-hmm. But if we start to listen to our feelings, then our feelings will direct us where we need to be. You know, our feelings will help us to understand, you know, maybe if I just go for a little walk right now, or maybe if I just take time to just sit in the sun, if the sun is shining.
Or
just be quiet for a few moments, and I can get back into that feeling of being one with all things.
I think that's really true, and if you look at yoga, sometimes it's simply, and maybe that was true with you yesterday, Hillary, is if you take that breath and just stop yourself, because it's easy to get, maybe you're talking about the thinking mind just going, and you forget that your shoulders are up to the ceiling and you haven't really been breathing, and just take one thing at a time.
Yeah, so you're talking to...
I am, Judy.
Yes, that's right. One thing at a time. And once we begin to realize that we're here to learn about ourselves and grow spiritually, then it puts a lot of things into perspective. And planet Earth is really just like a big schoolhouse. Yeah, and it's a school of experience. So every morning we wake up and we go to school. And sometimes we like the curriculum, and sometimes we don't.
What if you hate school?
Yeah, we hate school, right?
You're in trouble.
Yeah, so it's kind of like realizing, well, what am I learning? What am I learning today? And how is what I'm learning going to help me? And it takes away that feeling of drudgery, realizing, oh, what am I learning at this particular moment? And also realizing there's no mistakes. There's only stepping stones.
I love it. Judy, you're going to be here October 1st, but you're also going to come back later in the show. We're going to talk to you at about 10:02, the top of the hour. I like your attitude and your message, and we'll be back with Judy. After the news, we're going to talk to Hillary, Coach Mark Townsend, and Coach Tim Kears. Back in about 5 minutes.
I'm Alistair Hicks, owner of Home Instead Senior Care in Victoria. If you're struggling to care for a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia, we can help. In recognition of World Alzheimer's Month, we're offering free family caregiver workshops to help local families caring for a loved one with dementia. Afternoon or evening workshops available September and October at the Home Instead Resource Center, located on Mackenzie at Shelbourne. Register today, 250-382-6565. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
You're going to kill the president of the United States.
CTV this fall.
Targets are in place.
From executive producer Jerry Bruckheimer.
Let's do it.
A new television thriller.
How does it feel to be responsible for the life of the president of the United States?
It's the most important thing in the world.
With high stakes and even higher consequences. Toni Collette.
Why are you doing this?
Dylan McDermott.
Don't think of it as killing the president. Think of it as saving your family.
Hostages. Monday at 10 on CTV.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Reynolds with CFAX 1070 News. The Public Health Agency of Canada has confirmed one more illness linked to E. coli contaminated cheese from here in BC. It brings the total number of cases under investigation to 14. An outbreak of bacteria at Gort's Gouda Cheese Farm in Salmon Arm has been blamed for an elderly woman's death and a rash of illnesses. The health agency has now added a case in Quebec to its national tally of 4 here in BC, 8 in Alberta, and 1 in Saskatchewan. It says those people became ill between mid-July and early September. The Nova Scotia Tories say they would launch a judicial inquiry to examine the justice system's failures in the Rehtaeh Parsons case. Liberal politician Michael Sampson says his party would consider doing the same if elected, but not until after the court process plays out for the two teen men arrested last month in the case.
The last thing we would want is to see that those who are facing charges somehow that their case would be prejudiced by an inquiry interfering in that or potentially contaminating a jury pool.
Police have charged one man with two counts of distributing child pornography, while another man faces charges of distributing and making child porn. The daughter of American civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr. is in Vancouver today as part of the National Truth and Reconciliation Commission events to recognize the horror of Canada's residential school system. Bernice King, a Baptist minister and the youngest daughter of the activist, will hold a news conference today before she delivers the keynote address tomorrow at the start of a walk that's expected to bring together thousands. The commission has been meeting in Vancouver since Wednesday, hearing testimony from survivors of the government-run residential school system and is expected to deliver its report next year. And teams of volunteers are fanning out across Detroit this weekend to count stray or loose dogs roaming city streets.
Detroit is home to packs of abandoned dogs, some vicious and wary of people. Over a two-day period, volunteers will scour the city in an attempt to count the number of strays seen wandering streets and going in and out of vacant houses and weed-strewn yards. There are believed to be thousands of them. And the bankrupt city has only a half dozen dog catchers. The state-appointed emergency manager says it's a public safety issue. The dogs continue to breed, even as the city's population falls. He says you can't rebuild neighborhoods with roaming dogs attacking people. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
At CFAX News to 11:33. CFAX weather now, a mix of sun and cloud expected downtown today with a high up to 19 degrees. Currently we are at 15 degrees. A rain expected late tonight, low down to about 10 degrees overnight, and tomorrow mostly rain with a high around 16. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We're talking about something I love, football. And Hillary Lewis is still here with us. She's one of the two team managers at the Mount Doug Rams varsity football. Also, Coach Mark Towns is on the phone from the Mount Doug varsity football team. Coach Tim Kearse with the Rebels is here. Wow, what an all-star cast we have. Welcome, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, Hillary, it's so exciting because, you know, we have the Mount Doug Rams and then we have the Rebels, and it's such a natural progression now. Mm-hmm. You know, I was sitting beside Coach Melvin last night at the Rams victory football game, and he was saying, like, the Mount Doug Rams work out like you know, a professional team. Mm-hmm. And to have the Rebels, the next step they could go to, is such a cool thing if they want to stay in the city.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this year we've already started for tonight's Rebels game. We've handed out, thanks very much, Coach, we've handed out 60 tickets to our junior and senior varsity. So we're trying to get out as many players as we can. And I know my husband and I will be at the game as well, and we catch as many games as we can. And we have over the years.
And, you know, we're trying to do the same thing, right, Coach Mark, with the football team, with the Mount Doug varsity team and the juniors. Get lots of people out because this is top-notch football. These guys have won lots of championships. Tell us about your team.
Well, exactly. I'm really proud of our past accomplishments. The varsity team has won the provincial title the last 2 years now. Going into the season, Mount Douglas was rated the number one team in British Columbia in terms of AAA varsity. And as well, according to footballcanadachat.com, we're the number one rated high school football program in Canada, which is a great accomplishment.
That's amazing, you know, because you go back east, there's a million teams, and they'll say they're the greatest. But Mount Doug Rams, volunteer program funded by fundraisers and people like in the studio today, is amazing, Mark. And people like you have put so much time and commitment to this team. It's amazing. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. But, you know, it's just not about one person. It's about the entire coaching staff, the support staff. I will say Hillary Lewis, what a phenomenal job that she has done.
Yeah,
and the energy
amazing.
And the passion that she brings is outstanding. So thank you, Hillary.
Oh, you're
no
welcome,
kidding.
Mark.
Coach Tim, you need a Hillary, too. She's amazing.
Yes, we do.
Hey, next year she's free.
Oh, no.
I'm going to volunteer for you.
No, she signed a contract. She'll be
has she? Uh-oh.
No contract.
She's a lifer. Coach Tim Kears, tell us about tonight. You've got a game. Tell us the time and who you're playing.
We've got 7 o'clock start, and we have Nanaimo, so our foes from up island, and it should be a good contest. We're looking forward to the battle.
And what time does the game start at?
At 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, and you're at West Hills. And that's something we certainly need more of. Here are some great facilities, right, Mark? I mean, we have lots of fans for these football games, and facilities are hard to come by, and we're grateful to be able to play at the same place the Rebels are at.
Absolutely. West Hill Stadium is a great facility, and we're really, really pleased and happy to be playing out there, including our homecoming game next week, which is going to be Friday, September 27th at 2:30 at West Hills.
Right, and that's a big game. Hillary, just briefly tell people what you want them to bring out and what they can get, because you can take food and also go home with some cash maybe later in the season.
Maybe. It is an exciting game. As Coach Mark says, it's our homecoming, hoping to get out as many people as we possibly can. We have a corporate sponsor this year, which is Harris Dodge, and as you know, they sell Ram trucks, and so they're sort of Ram, we're Ram tough, like their trucks, and so we'll have a Ram truck there next Friday, and we'd like to fill it for the mustard seed. And people from the Mustard Seed will be on hand helping us fill the truck up. So we just, it's with it being homecoming, we have the football toss as well. And again, that's linked up with Harris Dodge. And as Patty mentioned, you know, there could be some cash at the end. And there's some criteria, like you can't be a football coach, Mark and Tim. but anybody can...
I think you'll be busy that time anyway.
I think you will be, although it's halftime. So the idea is to get as close to the target as you can, and their first prize is $250 worth of Dodge Ram swag, and then we'll have some second and third and possibly fourth prizes for homecoming. And then at the very last home game, the names that have been drawn and those that meet the criteria will throw 35 yards, and if you can get it into the open window of the Ram truck, you win
$10,000. How much was that? Hillary?
$10,000.
Mark's changing his name.
But, you know,
that's crazy.
Again, coaches aren't eligible. And former pro football players.
And Tim, that's you. What do you think about these competitions? It's great, the kind of stuff that's going on in local football. I know you're involved with some of the high schools and are getting more involved with Mount Doug. What do you think the future of football in and your vision of it is for Victoria?
I think the future of football here is very, very bright. I mean, you take a look, and Coach Townsend, Mark, they've done a great job there at Mount Doug, and that's just a small stepping stone. I mean, he read off the credentials of where the school is ranked now as far as across Canada, not just so much BC or just the island. So that tells me that island football is really becoming a big thing. And like I say, and I left here 10 years ago, 12 years ago, in 2000, there was only one high school football team, and that was Mount Doug. And now you have 3 high school football teams in this area. So football has grown here, and it's very good. It's very good football.
And he's coming after your guys, Mark.
And that's fine.
We want them all to play after the future, because, like I said, those coaches over there have done a great job with those kids, and you can see it in some of the kids that we get out to come play, that they're being coached up. And, again, as we talk, the next step for kids once they're 18, if they can't go to university, well, you can still stay home here and play.
And, you know, Coach Tim Kears also has the next step his fitness regime, and I know Sheldon is doing that. Tim, if people want to get a hold of you with your fitness program, how do they do that?
They can call me at 778-350-9550 and work out at Odyssey Gym down on Quonsell Street.
Oh, my gosh, and does he work him out. He's got. He's going to have him running like a ninja before you know it. He's tired when he comes home. When we come back, we're going to talk more about fitness and maybe a few tips from these football coaches. Back in a minute.
Rain, sun, snow. We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Todd's Furniture and Mattress.
TJ Mullen, hope the start of your weekend is going well. And with the start of fall comes the start of a new exhibit at the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria. Co-curated by Leslie, Randy Cook, and Nicole Stambridge, Urban Thunderbirds, Ravens, and a Material World will be on from now until mid-January. These works encompass personal stories, community histories, and exploration of current events, offering a unique view of First Nations art production in this region. It also is in conjunction with an interactive area that's going to invite visitors to get their hands on Northwest design elements. The opening celebration for this exhibit is on today. It'll start at 2 o'clock and will go until 5 this evening, and it's all at the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria. It's located just on Moss Street, just off of Port. That's it for your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Information alert! Dodds Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodds prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery. Information alert! 100% locally owned and operated Dodds Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at DoddsFurniture.com.
From personal training to sports physiotherapy, chiropractic shockwave, and surgical rehabilitation, Synergy Health Center has you covered for total body wellness.
At Synergy Health Center, we have everything you need to achieve your total body health and wellness goals. A health center for disease and injury treatment, a wellness center for maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and many sports performance services. We've got you covered as Victoria's largest integrated health and wellness team.
Synergy Health Center, near Quadra and McKenzie, and SynergyHealthManagement.com. Life is long. Live it well.
We are back. We're talking to Hillary Lewis, who is one of the team managers of the Mount Doug Rams varsity football team, Coach Mark Townsend, who is the coach for the head coach for Mount Doug football, and Tim Kearse, who's the coach with the Rebels. And Coach Tim, I want you to tell us a little bit about your background, because I know, Hillary, you hadn't heard it. It's pretty extensive. I know you don't like to brag, but just give us a little Cole's notes of what you've done before.
Played in the NFL for 3 years, Detroit Lions, and the Indianapolis Colts, who was drafted by the San Diego Chargers in 1983. So that kind of dates me, for those who can add. coached for 11 years in the CFL. When I left here in 2000, I lived here from 97 to 2000 and went on and coached in the CFL until 2011, and then moved out here last year and started a speed company that's called Next Level. It's basically geared to correct running mechanics and running techniques for any athlete that's doing any sport that is on 2 feet, so explosive movements.
And give us some tips too for people that aren't footballers or some of our audience listening. What are some good techniques, even if we want to get in walking with our posture? What are some good things we can pick up to have better habits when even we're starting to walking program?
Starting a walking program, I think a lot of things comes from the center, right, from the core, right. So if you're strong in anywhere in that core area, that will help balance you out the rest of your body. So I would say for a walker, is as in walking, is to engage the core, like flex the core and engage it so that you're doing some abdominal types of things so that you're getting that core strength, because the center is the strength that you need.
Okay, is everybody listening? I'm sure we all just tightened up, didn't we?
did.
And Coach Mark, you're so fit too, you know, and you just put out something about apples lately, and I thought that was so cool. A simple apple is like one of the best things you can eat.
Absolutely, and I didn't know all the details in terms of the health benefits, and that's why I wanted to promote that within our team. But it's fantastic. I love to send out little tips like that because we all know about the apple, but I didn't know really how detailed and how fantastic a food item it was for us.
So an apple a day truly keeps a doctor away, and that's with the skin on as well, right? We wanted
all
that fiber.
Yeah, and that's one thing I did learn is not to peel that skin away. It's very nutritious.
So apple pie doesn't count. Darn.
No. Well, leave the peel on.
Leave the peel on. So what do you do to keep in shape, Mark? I know you're with the team. Do you also do workouts outside, and are you a weights guy? What do you do?
I still work out. Certainly my time is a little bit more limited, certainly in season, but I try to get to the gym, even if it's for 30 minutes. I do try to follow a strength program, and as Tim had alluded to, his core is so important, and so I do focus on the core. I've changed my regime a little bit, so I'm not lifting the heavier weights, but I try to limit the recovery time in between. So I enjoy doing a circuit training where I will go hard for 20 seconds, and then my recovery time might be only 10 seconds. I'm going on to the next exercise. The other thing that I try to do is maintain a degree of flexibility. I'm not the most flexible guy in the world, but certainly being flexible and working on your flexibility will help you in terms of recovering from injuries and actually even preventing injuries as well.
And Tim, as we get older, that's something we really need to incorporate, isn't it, with the balance and the flexibility. And what do you do?
I'm sort of in that same vein as Mark there. You know, as we get older, it gets a little harder to go in the gym and bang the weights out and put two plates on the side and do all that good stuff. So it becomes a lot of flexibility stuff, a lot of stretching stuff. I do a lot of kettlebell stuff routine, and I do a lot of ab routines, a lot of different things off the ground, on the ground, with engaging the core, and that seems to help me with my flexibility and things of that nature.
Hillary, when you go to this Odyssey gym, you know, there's some hot bodies going around there. I'm feeling myself like standing tall and putting a coat around my gut. Like, I do some yoga, I do some Zumba. What do you do to kind of keep fit and keep going? I know you're busy all the time and you are always constantly moving.
Well, I was afraid you were going to ask me when you said Hillary. Oh, no. You know, certainly nothing like Tim and Mark do. I actually do try to get myself to the gym occasionally. I'm actually a member at the same gym I see Mark at. But mainly Jack and I, my husband and I, do the chip trail. So we walk from our home and we walk up to the chip trail at Cedar Hill. We do the chip trail. And even though that takes a little bit more time than going to the gym, on those nice days, I want to be outside. And so I do try to get to the gym occasionally. But I think the key is to start these kids young, because it's harder as you get older to try and get into these regimes. And that's what I find hard. You know, I don't have a lot of time and I'm overweight, and I'm finding it just hard to get motivated again. So I think it's great to hear Mark and Tim working with the young guys around setting that for themselves really at a young age and the importance of it. And then they don't have to get motivated. They've started out motivated.
And I guess the diet would play a big part in that too, guys, right? The nutrition, it's okay to slack off once in a while, but you really have to eat, as they say, clean.
Absolutely. And for myself, and this is what I preach to the kids, is that, you know, have one cheat day a week. But the food that you're putting in your body, especially when we're playing a high level of intensity like football, that the food that you're putting in your body is the fuel that you're going to be performing on. So you want to make sure that you're putting in good fuel there.
How about you, Tim? You look pretty darn buff yourself. So what are you eating? What kind of are you a constant eater, or are you what, a three meals a day kind of guy?
It can vary for myself from day to day. Sometimes it can be that I'm a constant guy, and then the other days, you know, I'm trying to get three squares in. And a lot of times, too, it comes down to time. You know, right now, sometimes it's really crazy with schedule, so I kind of eat when I can. And, you know, let everything else go from there.
Yeah, that's definitely, you are one busy guy. Tell us again the time tonight to come out and support the Rebels.
7 o'clock, come out and support the Rebels versus the VI Raiders. It will be a hot and heavy contested ball game at West Hill Stadium.
And we are lucky to have you as a coach in town, Tim, and I hope you're here for many years. And Mark Townsend, coach of the Varsity Rams, next Friday. Tell us the details again.
Yeah, so it's a homecoming game for us. It's Friday, September 27th. The time is 2:30. The location is West Hills. we're only charging a modest fee. It's only $2 to get in. Come out and treat yourself. So what are you going to see when you go out there? You're going to see a high level of high school football. You're going to see many of these players go on to the next level, be at university or with Tim's team. And I guarantee you, you will see some future professional football players out there.
Yeah, and if you have kids that are interested, you know, Coach Molly always says, a tired kid's a good kid. And this is one of the best programs you'll ever be part of. And if your kids are at all interested, certainly look into it next year for Mount Doug. It's going to be a great game, Hillary. And I know you organize a great event. There's lots of fun for families. It's 2:30. Take the afternoon off, guys, and come and enjoy it. Because start with Tim's game tonight and then follow it through next Friday. It's just a fun way to go through the season, watching football on TV or watching football locally. It's a great thing to do as a family.
And also remember next Friday, if you're able to, please bring some non-perishable items for the mustard seed. Let's do what we can for our community as well.
Yeah, and what Coach Mark always says is one team, one goal. And I know Tim and Mark believe in giving back, and that's what it's all about always, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, guys, for being here. It's been great talking to you. Hillary and I are going to be flexing and working out and getting buff. after we go
gym,
eat some
Hillary,
good food.
Okay,
thanks, Patty.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
When we come back, we talk. You betcha.
Congratulations, Mark.
Yeah. Thank you, Coach.
Number one. When we come back, we're going to talk to Judy.
Many things have changed, but McCall Brothers funeral directors know people still need to gather and support each other when a death occurs. That's why they've kept with the times and have updated their reception center. Designed to honor and celebrate life, the center is fully catered, can accommodate small or large gatherings, and has ample parking. All arrangements can be made at McCall's, 1400 Vancouver Street, downtown. McCall's Reception Center, helping to honor and celebrate a life. Visit McCallBros.com.
This is Julie Skinner from Vision 2000 Travel inviting you to discover Africa with the Safari Partners. We'll help you design a safari with abundant wildlife, captivating sunsets, exquisite accommodations, and so much more. Discover gorilla trekking, the Big Five, majestic Victoria Falls, and scenic vistas. Book your Safari Partners East Africa Safari with Vision 2000 Travel by September 30th and get a 2-for-1 champagne balloon safari, a $550 value. Vision 2000 Travel, vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1888.
The best-selling compact car on the planet just got better. The next-generation Toyota Corolla is now in at Metro Toyota. Its sporty new appearance, handling, and increased power make it more fun to drive. The Toyota Corolla Eco model now gets a jaw-dropping 61 miles per gallon, giving it the best fuel mileage in the country for a compact gas car. The 2014 Toyota Corolla at Metro Toyota. It's like no other Corolla before.
Who could ask for anything more? Metro Lexus Toyota!
Douglas, across from Mayfair.
How is Chartwell Ross Place Retirement Residence making people's lives better? On September 29th, Chartwell will open every residence across Canada for their Autumn Harvest Open House. If you're searching for health and happiness or know someone who deserves it, stop in. Enjoy a taste of homemade apple pie and live music, and come away having seen how Chartwell Ross Place makes retirement living more fulfilling. That's September 29th from 1 to 4 at Chartwell Ross Place. For more information, visit chartwell.com.
We are back. I have Hillary Lewis here, and also on the phone again joining us is Judy Guido from the Inner Peace Movement. And we were talking before, Judy, about your event coming up. When are you going to be in Victoria? Hey, Judy, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, when are you going to be in Victoria? I know you have two different dates you're going to be here.
Yes. The first date is Tuesday, September the 24th, and that will be in Sydney at the Travelodge Airport Travelodge. And the address there is 2280 Beacon Avenue. And then I'll be in Victoria the following week, Tuesday, October the 1st, at the Hotel Grand Pacific on 463 Bellevue Street. Again, the talks are at 1 and 7 p.m.
And I want to talk a little bit about, you know, you talk about being positive. A lot of us dwell on things about ourselves, the negative. And I know even, Hillary, we know we're talking, joking about weight and different things like that. You're like such a positive, glowing person. And yet people, we tend to sometimes look at the bad in ourselves or the things we dwell on and not the good stuff.
Exactly. And it's really important to start concentrating on the positive. I was listening to the program before and talking about being physically fit. Well, in the same way, we also need to be mentally fit. And one of the things that helps us to be mentally fit is to surround ourselves with like-minded people, positive people.
That's very true. They can really be a drag, can't they? Don't you find, Hillary, the people that...
Well, I hear what Judy's saying. I think it's also, for me, it's I don't think we're ever just defined by one part of or one quality we have. So, you know, I think that positiveness can be contagious. And so hopefully some of the people that we're with who maybe aren't quite there yet will start to model some of that behavior by friends who are more positive as well.
And that's true. But I guess when you have too much bad energy, Judy, you can't always surround yourself with it or it brings you down.
No, absolutely.
Well, one of the things is always finding the good, you know, seeing the glasses
half full,
exactly.
True.
Right. And another thing that really helps is how we perceive things. And some of us get frustrated because we're trying to live up to other people's standards instead of our own. And another thing that really helps us is to understand how we perceive. As an example, we all have different personality types. Mm-hmm. And some people need to learn to listen to that still small voice within. You know, some people pick up in words, thoughts, and ideas. We call these people intuitive. And they really need to trust that inner voice. There's other people who are more visionary, and they often carry an organized mental picture in their mind's eye. And they need to trust that vision. These are the people who can envision a plan and present it effectively. Right? They've got it all sorted out in their mind, so they need to trust their vision. Then there's other people who are more feeling type. They get gut feelings. And, boy, those people, if they follow their gut feelings, they always end up in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, your gut usually is in the right spot. And when you say life, simple, joyful, fun, kind of break down what that means to you, simple.
What it means is to, and this sounds like so many people are saying it, but it's living in the moment. Mm. Yeah, not dwelling on the past and not being too worried about the future, but enjoying the moment, similar to a child. You know, so it's how a three-year-old views life is they're right in the moment. And that's really where we need to bring ourselves back to, because our life is complicated. But it's never complicated if we're standing right in the moment. Solutions will come. But if we're too worried about the future or anxious about the past, things we've done in the past, then we're just spinning our wheels. And that's when we can get ourselves anxious and upset and depressed.
Right. And joyful and fun. I know, Hillary, you like to have a good laugh, too. I think it's so important to have that sense of fun in life. Some people have to really work hard at it. I know you like to laugh a lot.
Well, and I think, you know, there's that old saying about laughing is, you know, contagious and laughing is good medicine. And I think there's some truth to that. There's an actual physical release that takes place as well. So it is truly contagious, even for yourself. It ignites more fun, if you will. But I do think that the living in the moment is so important, as Judy said, and as you've said, Patty, because you don't know what's around the corner. And if you're so busy worrying about what might be, you're not enjoying what's happening. You're not genuinely enjoying it. You know, and I remember once being at whale watching, and I was trying so hard to take pictures of the whales, and I put my camera away, and I thought, this is crazy. I'm not enjoying this anymore, and in the beauty of what I'm seeing, because I'm worried about what I need to set up.
I think that's very true. And I think, you know, we've taken millions of videos of our kids and instead of enjoying the moment, and we try and capture it, but we have our little brain to do that. So, Judy, we can catch you at the Airport Travel Lodge September 24th from 1 p.m. or 7 p.m., Tuesday, October 1st, 1 p.m. or 7 p.m. at Hotel Grand Pacific. If people want to know more, you have a website, innerpeacemovement.ca.
Yes, and there's also a toll-free number, 1-877-969-0095.
Great talking to you, and great having you on the show too today, Hillary. I just told one group I'd mention them. Ball for Friends Foundation is having a dance night at the Mary Winspear Theater. It's their first one, and it's going to help people that can't pay for vet bills. And you can look them up, Ball for Friends Foundation, on their website. And thank you, Emily, for the show today. Thank you, Hillary. All my guests, it's been just great. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.